Hello?
Yep, sorry about that. I'm not sure whose end it was, but we got disconnected.
Right. All of a sudden, you weren't there.
So
are you interested in this property?
And, you know, it's, you know, location-wise, it, you know, it works out for, you know, it would work out for me. Have you done any, you know, updates or anything to the property since you bought it? I know you've owned it for about 30 years?
Yeah, we built the house. I think it's 32 or 33 years ago. It has the roof put on about 7 years ago. February, I put in a new HVA system.
Mm-hmm. Okay, new roof.
It has a three-car garage. Right now, the grass needs to be mowed. The only thing I think that needs to be done is interior painting, but I don't want to do that, not knowing what colors someone else might want to put in. I just think that might be a waste of resources.
Sure, sure. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with the house, the area, location. Definitely something I'm interested in. You know, what else, you know, is important, you know, as far as, you know, you said timeline is pretty important. You know, it'd be easier for you to work with somebody that, you know, that's going to purchase it, and then, you know, can kind of be flexible with you on, you know, closing.
Well, that would be helpful because until I actually know exactly where I'm moving into and how much furniture that I can take with me. I have antiques, and some of that I will not want to take with me, even though they're family pieces. You know, I just have to sort of where I'm going and what will look best in a new environment. And I'm not, you know, committed. I don't have to sell the house. I can stay here because the downstairs, the den bathroom is totally handicapped accessible with a roll-in shower. And even though the ramp is not ADA compliant, it still would provide access should I need to do that. So I can stay here for, you know, several more years. It's just I think that it would be better to consider moving now than 2 or 3 years from now.
Sure.
I'm not getting any younger.
I hear you. And time is ticking for everybody.
Right.
And, well, I mean, you know, we do this all the time, and we work with people within the state, you know, helping them, even, you know, providing some moving assistance if needed. Is that something that you might be interested in?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You know, I'm very independent, and it's just a matter of, you know, finding, you know, really wants to buy this property because I think wonderful property. The house entertains very well. My husband and I always did like an open house for New Year's and two or three in the summer where we'd just have people in and they could just kind of drop in and eat good food and enjoy good conversation, go away. So, you know, we enjoyed doing that, but those times are past, and the house itself, I think, is in good condition. Like I say, I think it just needs interior painting.
Sure.
Other than that, you know, and the grass needs cutting. But
sure. Always some improvements, you know, with a relatively large house. You know, it's about, what, 3,000 square feet?
I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look at the plans. And actually, the plans for the house will be with it, so
yeah,
people know exactly what they're getting.
Sure.
There'll be some glass windows downstairs that stay, and there's a painting in the downstairs powder room over along the wall.
Okay.
You know, think that, but the you know house itself is in. So it's just a matter of finding someone who, you know, is really interested and, you know, that this would be a good source for the purchase if they or if they wanted to live here.
Good. Well, we're definitely interested in it, and you know, I would love to, you know, buy this house and work something out with you. What other can you confirm the bedrooms and bathrooms just for my knowledge?
All right, let's see. There's upstairs, there are two guest rooms and a master bedroom and bath. And then the bathroom that serves the two guest rooms has a vanity in one room, and then the tub and stool in the middle, in another like a hallway, and the next room over another vanity. So have the option to have, you know, people that just put on their makeup in the morning while other people are getting showers and things like that. So that, and then downstairs is a powder room, and then there's the den that has a handicapped accessible bathroom. Living room, dining kitchen, with washer and dryer and air, and of course the AC system is there. It's a comfortable.
There's four rooms.
There are clean steps that go down to and there's step living room.
Sure.
So the older I get, I guess we thought we would never get old. Morning, some kind of sensor, one at a time.
Sure.
Okay, just give you kind of a picture of.
Absolutely, one at a time. Yeah. Sometimes one step is two steps forward. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I'm familiar with it already. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I love considering what you really want for the property and what that kind of looks like.
Uh huh. When would you to do that?
I mean, you know, flexible with, you know, a closing date, let's just say 6 months if you needed it.
That would probably be best.
And what we could do is, you know, we do it, you know, on or before, or if you needed, more time, we could even do after.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
Well, I would think that within 4 to 6 months, I should be able to get my act together and know, you know, where I would be going and what I would need take.
Sure.
And then I don't know if I need to auction the rest of the house or, you know, the furnishings, or I haven't really thought too much about that.
Sure. Well, we would be interested in you know, some of that material as well.
Well, that would be good because
yeah.
One of the bedroom suites was made by an uncle who made reproductions of antique furniture
okay.
for a company, and that's, you know, it's not a fly by night. You know, it's solid wood. It's not something you pick up at Costco. There's things that I have to decide if, you know. The mirror that I love, but will it go into a new heart? So
sure.
You know, I have to know exactly where I'm going. But I, like I say, I think in 4 or 6 months to max, I should
mm-hmm.
be able to really, you know, be able to say, okay, this has been a good part of my life, and now it's over.
Sure. So, you know, is there really what you wanted for the property?
I think $400 is a reasonable amount in this area. Schools are excellent, and because it has about 3 acres, it goes down to Swiss. Technically, it's waterfront property. And it's a lot. It's a neighborhood, and would make a nice offer for a family or a middle-aged couple. Yeah, but that's what we need. So
sure.
Don't totally.
Now, is that?
I can't afford to totally deplete my resources, so that I do have the resources I need to move into a continuing care community, and my you know, my health is okay. It's just that the older I get, the more I think, you know, I need to be someplace because people will be there.
So, you know, I can definitely work with you on timeline. You know, that's not, you know, we've kind of knocked that out, you know, and I'll be honest, you know, I think, you know, for the improvements that I would need to do, I think, you know, I would love to buy this house, you know, at, you know, I'll be honest, 400 is a little steep if I'm going to buy it just cash and, you know, it'd be a net number to you. I mean, is that, is that something that, you know, is.
Well, every sale is negotiable.
Sure.
Until I have a better feeling, understanding of what it's going to cost me to be a resident at some place like Westminster Canterbury. You know, right now I think I need to be on the high side of of selling the place.
So I guess let me ask you this: is, you know, even if, let's just say we, let's say the, you know, the perfect day is aligned and we were even able to give you, you know, 400. I mean, is that something that you would still need to think about?
No, there's still a mortgage on the house. And so
sure.
You know, I'm not going to walk away with $400,000. I think the mortgage is under, I think it's $180,000 still on the house. So, you know, but it just depends on who wants to buy it and the market at the time. If you could come up with that, it would take $300 as soon as possible. So.
Okay. Yeah, can you hear me?
I keep losing you.
Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I think we're close. I mean, you know, I think we're close. You know, if I'm gonna be paying, you know, all closing costs and, you know, being flexible on the closing, you know, I'd love to buy your, you know, around 370.
Yeah. Well, I'll think about that.
And I'm not saying that's my offer.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I mean, you know, you want to sell it, you want to work with someone that's going to be flexible with you. I mean, what could you do that we could just, you know, kind of wrap this up and say, okay, let's go forward? I mean, would you work with me at all?
I would be glad to work with you, but any contract I would have to run, I would take my attorney. So just so I feel comfortable
sure.
That everything has been covered.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And, you know, I know that they're closing costs. I know they'd be delighted for, not to have a mortgage on the property. That's one less thing on their books. But afford to pay that I can mortgage off without selling that and then have money left so that I can
sure.
move.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll be glad to work with you, and you know, you think that this is a property that you seriously are interested in. I'll be glad to work with you on that.
Okay. Yeah, it is. And who is your attorney?
Sven Burns, Burns.
Uh-huh.
He's up in Richmond.
Okay.
And he's on Main Street, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to go up there.
So I guess, you know, just from, you know, the talks of it, you know, it, you know, I'm at, you know, you said everything's in the right. I mean, if we were able to, you know, do 380 and, you know, put paper in front of your attorney and looks good, and what, you know, from, you know, be your patient, and I am able to put, you know, any realty fees.
Yeah, you know, there again, until I see things in black and white and kind of see, hey, what are the closing costs, and look at those kinds of things and come down to, okay, how much am I in, how much am I going to walk away with?
So what do you think kind of our next step is? Because, I mean, I think we can work something out here, and it sounds like, you know, you're not going to do anything, you know, until, you know, you talk with your attorney. I mean, you know, is this something that, you know, we should send to your attorney, you think? And
well, I would like to see a contract first, and then I would make an appointment with my attorney to discuss it.
Sure.
I don't think he would have any problems with it, but as a widow, I just need to be certain that this is the move that I need to make.
Okay.
And then I, you know, I also need to check with the retirement communities that I'm interested in, and you know, find out what is it going to cost me to live there, and then I have moving costs, so things like that. And you know, if you're interested in some of the furnishings that are in the house, that would be wonderful. Or you could, you know, you sell those. Like I say, there's some antiques that would be, that are beautiful.
Okay. So basically what I'm hearing is 400, you would do it, and you would obviously still need to consult with your attorney, but.
Yeah. If you had $400,000, I would do it. Oh.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah. You're a member.
Correct.
Oh, there's one other thing that's unusual. 4 years ago, my husband Brent at the back level of the property, which is for walking meditation. And so that is a bonus. Somebody is interested in, you know, having a place that they can walk, that they don't have to get in the car and go someplace to.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can tell you about?
So, you know, I have your attorney from being here. You know, Stephen Burns. Can you tell me?
Yeah, he's my attorney for.
I think we kind of covered it all. You know, yeah. I know your attorney, Stephen Burns. He's in Richmond.
Mm-hmm. I think I've used him about years now. When my husband became ill, I had to redo.
You know, I think that we might be able to. You know,
you think about 400 and think about a little less than when and how it be. Oh.
I think that sounds good. If we, you know, how about, you know, I just talked now, right? So, can you still hear me?
If you want to send me something, I have a look at it, you know, to talk to you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're still breaking up on me.
Yeah. So if we have 400, you know, I guess if everything was on paper, you know,